Hi everybody, it's Teresa from Sojourn Retreat House. It's Monday the 25th of April 2022 and I have a short teaching for you today and it's titled Do Not Limit God. Over the weekend I was reading Psalm 78 again and there's a sentence in that psalm that took me back to one of my lectures in second year and it was such an impactful lesson for me that I really just wanted to share some of the nuggets I got from that with you today. Just before I continue, I just want to give you a bit of an overview of what Psalm 78 is all about. It is written by a man named Asaph, and they call it a contemplation of Asaph. And what he's really doing is he's recollecting or re-looking at the journey of the Israelites in the desert. And he looks at all the amazing things that God did for them. But he also looks at their overall attitude and response to him. And so the title of the chapter is actually called God's Kindness to Rebellious Israel. And just to mention a couple, you can read the whole verse, and I really urge you to read it. It's an incredible account. But just to mention a couple of the amazing miracles that God performed for them, and we speak of the Red Sea that was parted for them to move through, to walk through. He speaks of the cloud by day and the fire by night that led them through the desert. He speaks of the manna that was rained down for them to eat, and he actually refers to that as angel's food. And he also looks at the quail that was provided for them when they wanted meat. And then lastly, or not lastly, but he also mentions how God provided water for them in the desert. And so we want to jump ahead to Psalm 78 verse 40, where it says, how often they provoked him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert. Yes, again and again, they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. And the next sentence says, they did not remember his power. And so I was like thinking about this over the weekend. I'm thinking, how on earth could the Israelites possibly have forgotten God's power when they had seen such visual portrayals of it? I mean, the miracles that they witnessed were amazing. How on earth could they forget it? And it's easy for us to sit on this side and say that we would never, ever do that. I also just want to refer to Psalm 78 verse 11 where it says it again. It says, and forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them. But then I started thinking that we today also limit God. It's also possible for us to limit God, and I think that we do. And I want to show you how. We do it in exactly the same way. We forget his power. And so I want to look at it from two different perspectives. The first one is that we are so privileged to have the word of God available to us. And when we look at all the accounts in the Bible of the miracles that God performed, it should be easy for us not to limit God and believe him for the really big things in our lives. But the sad thing is that very few of us do that. In fact, many people don't see the Bible as something tangible. And I'll give you an example. I met with a young man a couple of months ago who was believing God for something really big, but his faith was really wavering. And so I asked him, do you believe the Bible? And he said, of course I believe the Bible. And then at one point I said to him, but you believe everything in the Bible? And he said, of course I believe everything in the Bible. And then I said to him, well, let's look at one of the miracles that God performed or Jesus performed. And let's look at the man that was lame and he was born lame, which means that his legs would have been totally underdeveloped. And I said to him, do you believe that when Jesus prayed over him, that he was healed and that he was able to walk straight away on those undeveloped legs? And he wavered a bit and he said, well, you know, I believe that, but it is a bit far-fetched. So I'm not sure if it's maybe symbolic. And right there and then I realized that we will always limit God unless we can understand the power that he has and believe it 100%. In Hebrews 11 verse 16, it says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And so I want to say to you today that if you don't know the word of God or if you don't know these stories and if you can't apply them in your life and know that those are pure depictions of God's power, then you are going to limit him in your own life. But today I want to look at another perspective, and I believe it's going to bring it home, a little bit closer to home. And that is that each and every one of us has got a testimony, a story of how God has come through for us. It might be something small. Perhaps it's just one prayer that he answered. Some of us might have had been privileged enough to see amazing miracles. But either way, each and every one of us has got testimonies that we are able to apply in our lives and know the power of God. But we also forget them. I have a book, I write all my miracles down because I don't ever want to forget what God's done for me, because I also believe that faith is like a muscle and we have to exercise it to be able to get it to a point where we really can believe for the limitless stuff. God is limitless. And so in your own life, I want to tell you, go and write down what God has done for you in the past, because it's going to exercise that muscle, that faith muscle, and it's going to make you get to a point where you don't limit God and where you are able to believe him for the most miraculous and amazing things. It says in his word that he's able to do so much more than we could ever imagine. But the important key here is that you cannot forget his power. You cannot forget what they said. Yeah, you cannot forget his works and his wonders, whether it be in his word or whether it be in your life. And so take some time and write those down and really meditate on them. And I guarantee you that your faith will just grow and grow to the point where you are able to believe for the absolute impossible. Have a wonderful day.